Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Polaris Podcast, brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. I'm your host, Bob Vachon, and I'm no expert. Don't worry, though, as we're joined by an expert today. We have an exciting and in-depth two-part series to introduce, as we're going to be covering an all-new Polaris off-road machine. In case you missed it, March wasn't just for unveiling the new snowmobile lineup and SnowCheck details for 2024. The all-new RZR XP was launched to the public as well. And joining the podcast to tell us all about it is RZR product manager Hallie Hoyt. In part one, she's going to be answering the burning question of, does all-new really mean all-new? Listen on to hear the answer to that question, as well as other details on the all-new RZR XP. All right, so today we have an exciting topic to cover, as in the month of March, normally dominated by snowmobile news with SnowCheck coming out, our off-road product teams also unveiled a brand new machine, and that is the all-new RZR XP. And with me here today to talk all about this new machine is Hallie Hoyt. She's the RZR XP product manager, and she's going to sit down with us and go through all the details. So, Hallie, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. And as it's your first time on the podcast, let's get to know you a little bit. Introduce yourself to the audience and kind of give us a lowdown of what you do at Polaris.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Appreciate being here today. So I've been with Polaris a little under 10 years. My background is in engineering, and I moved to product management a little over 2 years ago to work on RZR products specifically. My background with the off-road is I started on two wheels, so dirt bikes, when I was very, very young. My family was a dirt bike family, and I just had a passion to be outdoors and really build memories. Came to Polaris, and I found several like-minded individuals and have just really enjoyed the process up to this point. I've had a lot of learnings across ATV and RZR product to date. And I'm just really excited to tell this audience about RZR XP and why we're so excited about it and bringing it to market.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. And definitely excited to have you on as our expert today. So let's jump right in. A lot of our customers and listeners of this podcast know of the existing RZR XP 1000, as it's been in the staple in the lineup for a long, long time. You know, it sold great. So why did we feel that there was a need to update this? And we all know the adage of, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But here at Polaris, we're always innovating and pushing the boundaries. So kind of give us an insight to what led to kind of the relaunch of this new model.
Yeah, I actually love this question, because the past few years I've owned RZR XP 1000 as well. And I more so am an avid multi-terrain user. So anything from rock crawling to, you know, trails to desert, it's kind of what I enjoy doing myself. Mm-hmm. So coming on to help develop RZR XP, I thought, you know, how could we really get any better than this? And I'll be honest with you, what it was really driven by were changes in the market and just overall customer trends. So if we think back to 2014, right, when RZR XP 1000 was first launched, it was designed to meet customer needs in the desert and dune space. So think primarily the Southwest, where Turbo R and Pro R play today. Mm-hmm. And I like to just kind of sit on that for a second, because if you think about where XP 1000 was introduced, it was going to set the course for where the sports side-by-side industry would go.
Sure.
And so we had a whopping 107 horsepower at that time, and it was the biggest, baddest machine around. And a couple of years later, if we fast forward to 2019, we start to see kind of a restyle more so. We haven't really changed anything across the platform itself, but we started introducing things such as Ride Command. And then at this time, we start to add audio like MB Quart. We also start to see our competitors begin to play in this space. And we see this shift from kind of desert and dune to more of a multi-terrain use. So when you ask me, why was there a need to update? It was really that trend. the trend started going toward more of a trail first performance mentality, and then desert dune and dune. And when we think about that, what we heard from our customers is they expected their vehicle to be durable enough to tackle any terrain. They wanted it to perform consistently, but they also wanted enough power to lead their group. And it's true that XP 1000 is a great machine, as I've even noted, but what you see with Razor XP is truly a revolution of 10 years of learning. And within those 10 years, what we're going to find with Razor XP are updates in quality, as I mentioned, performance tuning for the trail first, and then updated ergonomics in the interior, so our customers are comfortable for riding all day.
Well, very cool. As you really laid that out nicely to kind of the idea behind it. And we hear this a lot in the industry of all new, and we're kind of guilty of this at Polaris every time new, when we say new, but it's really just a new graphics and color package on our machines. But this machine, as you stated and kind of made it seem, is really completely redesigned. So what goes into that? What's new versus the old machine? Is it the same chassis with just new bodywork stuck on it, like we kind of saw in that refresh? Kind of run us through what does completely redesigned mean? What really changed to this going to this new model from that previous XP 1000?
Yeah, so when we hear completely redesigned for Razor XP, that's exactly what it is. It's roughly 99% new content and roughly 1%, carryover from the prior model of Razor XP 1000. What we wanted to focus on in the redesign was that our vehicles were easy to ride, maintain, and the installation of accessories took less time than it did previously. And so how we looked at that is we wanted to look at what customers ultimately value the most. And so in doing that, from start to finish, we worked with our PG&A team to deliver on items such as fit and finish. So think about how accessory add-ons would go on, such as windshields, overall integration. It looks intentional. It doesn't look like an afterthought, for example. So if we take a look at that and start from the outside of the vehicle and go in, basically the look has changed, right? It's something you can see on the showroom floor. It was really inspired by muscle car styling cues. And that just means that the style lines are sweeping from front to back, so the vehicle still looks and feels sporty. And in doing so, we didn't want to deviate entirely away from, I'll say, the Razor DNA. We wanted it to still look like a Razor on the showroom floor. But what really is new, starting on the outside, is we do have new LED headlights. And then we do have new accent lighting as well. And so with the new headlights, we actually were able to achieve about an 18% improvement to overall nighttime visibility. Why this is important is because we know our customers are wanting to ride day and night. We see this more specifically in, I'll say, more specialty use cases, such as, the desert and dune. When it's a little cooler, you can play a little longer. Same with the rocks and mud. And then to make ownership a little easier, we integrated tie-down points in the front bumper, which now comes standard on all models, which is awesome, right? You keep the front of your machine protected. And then those tie-down points are actually available in the rear of the chassis as well. And why this is great, right? So as a new customer or even an existing customer with, I'll say, prior trailering technique, now these integrated tie-down points allow you to kind of find home on the vehicle consistently over and over again. So if I just purchased a new vehicle, I might be thinking, how in the world do I get this awesome vehicle back home? And how do I get it out to the trail? So we wanted to make that very intuitive for new and existing customers. The other piece I really appreciate about Razor XP and the design element are the full doors. We really focused on fit and finish. What we heard from customers, right? If you think about Razor XP 1000 today, it either came with a quarter door or a half door that you could add on. Well, today a full door comes standard on these vehicles. And it's going to look a little different. It's actually going to hinge at the front of the door, which just makes it seem more intuitive and familiar. It feels more robust. You don't really get that door rattle that you might have experienced on prior models. And then the door handle feels really familiar. There's a nice little hand pocket so you can see where that actuator is on the outside of the vehicle overall. And then the cage or ROPS, we included an A-pillar feature. So what that means is on the front of the cage, there's a groove, if you will, that supports improved sealing of windshields with PG&A. So again, when you think about that intentionality, we wanted to make sure that some of those things we heard, on the previous models, were addressed in Razor XP. Now, I spent a lot of time talking about exterior, but where Razor XP, I'll say, truly feels different than the prior Razor XP 1000 model is the moment when you get into the vehicle. So again, think about showroom, right? Our team focused on ergonomics heavily. And why this was is, again, we learned that our customers are riding all day and they're taking their friends and their family. And who wants to be in a vehicle that's tossing them around side to side all day? It feels a little uncomfortable, right? So though our vehicle dimensions have remained, I'll say, relatively unchanged, meaning the overall footprint, width and length is really similar to the prior models, what we were able to do in the cab was move the seats back about 1 inch, and then we lowered those down another inch to achieve roughly 10% more legroom. And then we also updated the floor because we know there's various size drivers and riders today. So we want to make sure that the customer is feeling comfortable as they're driving longer and just overall, maybe cruising at trail speeds. Couple of my favorites in the vehicle are the fact that Razor XP now has elevated rear seating. So very similar to our Pro models, so Pro XP, Turbo R, and Pro R. And this was now elevated about 2 inches taller. So why this is nice for customers is you sit up a little taller, you have a better view side to side, and you also get better sight lines over the front of the vehicle. So I'd like to say everyone now has a view. So the other piece here is there's a couple differences in the overall feel of the dash, meaning we moved the gauge placement to the center of the vehicle. Now, why we did this was for a couple reasons. One, better sight lines over the hood for a driver and passenger. What I mean by that is having more visibility to see around corners if you're riding on the trail, to see what's in front of you or beside you. If you're riding in more technical terrain, you don't have a gauge disrupting your view. The other benefit to that is the passenger can now access the gauge or 7-inch display. The second reason for doing this, and I kind of love this when you think about who are you bringing along and what are you bringing along, is the added cargo that now exists in the front of the driver and in the front of the passenger. So there's cargo space for cell phones, snacks, or easy to reach gear. So the other piece I love about the interior, and I don't think many people would think about this, is the grab bar or T-handle, as some customers will call it. So we went away from, I'll say, pin adjustability, where you have to kind of find the hole in the channel to get it in a placement that feels comfortable to the passenger. Now it's lever actuated, with, we call it infinite adjustability. So it's more of a slot design, and it takes less than 10 seconds to adjust to your comfortable riding position as a rider or passenger. I personally like this because I've spent a lot of time fidgeting with the prior design on Razor XP 1000 when I'm not driving. And this just makes it, I'll say, more user friendly. But the key to the grab handle that I think will be fun for dealers to show on their showroom is that if you fully remove that grab handle, it actually serves as a lug nut wrench,
Cool.
as a 19 millimeter on the end, so you can easily do trail side recovery.
Yeah, that's a nice little feature right there. Yeah, so everything you said really kind of makes it seem these updates really revolve around customer comfort, adding more storage and more legroom. Just like you said, everything that adds to a more comfortable time in the machine, which obviously reduces fatigue and makes the experience more enjoyable for a longer period of time. And one of the things that really hit with me working in the help center is we have a number of trailering articles, and a constant question we get over and over is, where do I tie down my machine on my trailer? So having those integrated tie down points in the front and rear is might be small to a lot of people, but you know, like you mentioned, is a really big deal to a lot of customers out there.
Fully agree. And I've seen some pretty poor trailering practices. So
Yes.
I'm hopeful this helps in that.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so we know from just what we went over, there's a lot of new things on the inside of the machine, but you know, we can bolt on new bodywork to an existing chassis and call it a day. But that's not the case, as you mentioned. There's a new chassis underneath. So let's talk a little bit about these mechanical changes to the new RZR XP. We mentioned new chassis. Is it updated over the existing one? We already know only 1% of the existing machine carried over. So talk us through that, and then let's get into the mechanical changes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, for those things that maybe you can't necessarily see under the body, right? We did go to an updated chassis. It is brand new. And what I mean by that is that it's a fully welded one-piece frame. And then again, we're bolting on the ROPS or the cage. And a question we've received from some of the dealers is, does that mean that vehicles are coming to us rolling stock or in the same fashion they would today with the cage down? And to answer that question is we are shipping with the cage down. So I just want to throw that out there because I know there's again been some inquiries around that. But ultimately, when you think about the chassis, that one piece frame enabled us to get about 25% stronger. And what this is really supported is overall vehicle agility and a higher standard of body fit and finish. What I mean by that is now we have these identified integrated accessory mounting points for quality that, kind of feels believable and you can see it. Now, some customers might ask, well, what did you do to the ROPS? And ultimately, the ROPS look a little different here too. We added some gusseting and support tubes throughout. And then that A-pillar channel I mentioned to support kind of a better fit and finish for windshields was updated as well.
That's great. Yeah. A lot of people hear these terminology, oh, 25% stronger. What's that really mean to the riding experience? And I think you nailed that right down, that it's going to be more engaging. Your accessories are going to fit better overall. The machine's not going to be as flexible. So everything, you know, like you mentioned, less rattles, stronger, better driving experience.
Absolutely.
Now we also have a new engine, obviously more horsepower to boot over the existing one. Any other changes to note there?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we've had 10 years of learnings, right? And with the new launches of the Pro lineup, we actually were able to distill some of the design elements into RZR XP. And this is really where that quality piece comes through. So when we say the new ProStar 1000 Gen 2 engine, we have upped the horsepower by 4 horsepower. So we're sitting at 114 horsepower. We still have a parallel twin engine. It's still 1000 cc naturally aspirated. But how we got that power up was with a new combustion system and NOx sensing, along with a vented head, which again, this is a learning from Pro XP, to provide an upgrade in cooling capability. So think about riding in trail, or maybe you take your RZR XP to the desert. You don't have to worry about air pockets building in the cooling system. It's going to run more efficiently.
Okay.
You tie that to lower gearing for more power to the ground. Now it feels a little more playful. The way the throttle calibration is it feels very smooth and controlled, meaning as a new rider or existing rider, you feel confident in the terrain you're riding in, whether it's technical terrain to the trail. The overall compression ratio is now a 12.5 to 1. And again, that was just to optimize the power performance and just offers increased durability overall. And then one thing we haven't talked a lot about, but I really do want to put in this plug is within the clutch calibration and our gauges, we are introducing speed adjustability in all models. And you may be asking, well, why would I want speed adjustability in my vehicle? Well,
Right.
a couple reasons for this is, Razor XP 1000 has been used across rental fleets for the past few years. It's done very well as a higher performing vehicle. And then if you think about maybe you're borrowing your vehicle to friends or family, and maybe you don't quite trust them, right? And you want to speed limit them to a set speed. This speed adjustability allows Razor XP owners con to control the speed at which, other drivers are driving. And you can do that through the Pinky and your gauge or 7-inch display. So I think that's really cool. It's something that, we've learned again from the rental market, but has been desirable across the globe from other customers. And then to help with the power up, so we've had a few questions on, is the intake and exhaust new? Answer is yes. Overall exhaust and intake profiles were changed, so the porting has grown to improve just the overall airflow, helping get more power. And then your engine is overall just breathing better.
And all that means more power, more fun out on the trail. One thing that's always a hot topic is clutches and clutch life on our machines and belt life. Run us through if anything new has changed there, because like I said, it's something we get questions on here in the Help Center all the time. What's new on new XP?
Yeah, so Polaris Off-Road has learned a lot on clutches and belts in the past couple of years. Certainly won't deny that. I know some questions we've had is the clutching system new? Is it carryover from some of our prior vehicles or not? And so to answer that question, yes, clutching and the belts are new. The drive clutch is based on our XP Turbo or RS1 vehicles, but it has a stronger spider and heavier duty sliders in the drive clutch. There's also larger cooling fins behind both the drive and driven clutches just to help again with that airflow. And then we paired that with an airbox, which was really inspired from Pro XP, just to generate a larger amount of air flowing in the box itself. And all of this just aids to a cooler running belt. What I really like about the new clutch box is, again, this learning from Pro XP is we are delivering a box that has the self-retaining hardware. So if you do have to do trailside recovery, right, you're not losing hardware on the trail. It stays within the cover. And then ultimately, with those updates to the box overall, we were able to achieve about 2 times more airflow to keep the belt running cooler. Now, when we talk about the belt, some of the questions we've gotten has been, is this a brand new belt that we're going to have to carry in our dealership? And that answer is no. What I like about this is the new belt we're using in Razor XP is actually the same belt carried over from our Ranger XP 1000. And
Interesting.
really, it's a thicker material overall to aid in that durability.
That is a cool point. And kind of seeing a theme here with this new machine is that there's a lot of development into durability and kind of even ease of use things as a ownership standpoint of, the bolt retention in the cover. We've all fiddled with that and lost bolts on the trail, and that's just not fun for anyone. And thus, that the everyone's driving habits are differently, obviously, but the improved belt cooling, can obviously hopefully be attributed to longer belt life, less changes, which all results to more happy times on the trail. And with that, we're going to wrap up part one of this podcast. So make sure you stay tuned for part two so you don't miss any of the details. Thank you to Hallie for giving us the background of why we have a new Razor XP, as well as a look into some of the design changes on this new model. Stay tuned for part two of this two-part podcast series, where we'll continue to dig in the details of this new Razor XP. A quick shout out to our listeners. Thank you for the support by downloading, listening, and subscribing to the Polaris Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a 5-star rating and share the episode with your friends. Be sure to check our archived episodes for all things Polaris Off-Road and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Don't forget to check the description of this episode for helpful links to the Polaris Razor YouTube channel, Razor product page, and the Off-Road Help Center, where you can find more information on the all-new Razor XP. Lastly, if you have a question or suggestion for a future episode, let us know by hitting the Contact Us link. Stay tuned for future episodes like part two of this series. And until next time, this has been the Polaris Podcast. Hello, riders. It's your host here again, here to remind everyone that the Polaris Podcast is brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. The Help Center is the first stop for vehicle information, maintenance tips, and how-to videos. Look for the Help button in the upper right corner of any Polaris brand website. Also, I want to mention that all riders should always wear helmets, eye protection, protective clothing, and footwear. Read, understand, and follow your owner's manual. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Ride within the limits of your own abilities, and never engage in stunt or exhibition driving. All right, that's all for now. We'll see you out on the trails.